Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show, our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. As you know, lately I've been sharing memories taken from a diary of my first trip to Israel back in the year 2008. No, it hasn't been every day, just sprinkled into the lineup here and there. Today I share another such memory. However, today will be a little different because I'm not staying in the past. After my pleasant look back, I will be moving on to comment on some very unpleasant, disturbing present-day developments in Israel. Now, one of the symbols for modern-day Israel is the prickly pear cactus. If that sounds strange to you, it sure sounded strange to me. You may not believe this. I saw a picture of this cactus at the airport in Tel Aviv. In fact, it was one of the very first things I saw when I got off the plane. The prickly pear cactus. Rough and sharp on the outside, but softer on the inside. I learned one of the reasons for the analogy the very first day. My brother Paul, at that time, lived in Jerusalem. He still lives in Israel, but not in Jerusalem. At that time, he lived in Jerusalem, where most people find it easier to take cabs than to drive. There's a reason for that. Jerusalem drivers make Tijuana drivers look like careful six-year-olds pulling their red wagons. Anyway, Paul took a cab to meet me at the airport in Tel Aviv, which meant we were going to need another cab to return to Jerusalem. He hailed a cab right away, but an older gentleman pushed in front of us and started paying the cabbie. "Hey, mister," my brother shouted. "Excuse me, but weren't we here first?" The man muttered something unintelligible and seemed very unconcerned about our plight. Paul continued, "We were here first, weren't we?" "Call a policeman," the spunky fellow said. Then he got into the cab and rode off with the sunset. After we hailed a second cab more successfully, Paul talked on the way home about the prickly pear Israelis. He said they can be ruder than New Yorkers, and yet if these same people saw somebody lying on the street injured, they would be there in a second offering help, even at the cost of their own lives. I found this rather interesting. As Christians, we often place an overemphasis on manners or countenance. What about that person with a rough exterior who inside is a marshmallow at heart? Maybe we should be a little less quick to judge. After all, God must have had some purpose in creating the prickly pear. Anyway, those were my thoughts back in 2008. Today, this proud, rough, tough, independent nation has tamely submitted to the hysteria of the world, which has been saturating our lives now for over a year. I heard about it in the news. I was hoping the news had been distorted. But my brother, who still lives in Israel, confirmed it. Access to malls, restaurants, and other public places recently reopened are restricted to those who have a green pass. What is the green pass, you ask? This green pass proves you have taken the COVID vaccine. There's talk about eventually making this mandatory for entry to any store, or even to work at your own place of employment. Now, not everybody is going along with it in Israel. There has been some resistance. There are still some prickly pears. Meanwhile, I have zero doubt that this is also going to be going on very soon in the United States. But I got to tell you, I often thought that if we lost our freedom here, Israel at least would be one place in the world where people would still be free. Oh, by the way, masks are still required in Israel, in the U.S., whether you have a vaccine, whether you have no vaccine, with or without it, you still have to wear those wonderful, incredible masks. Now, that might surprise those who think logically. If the vaccine works, why do we need masks? For that matter, if the masks work, why do we need vaccines? I'll go you one better. If masks really worked this past year, why did we have to close down public places? Everything should have been opened. We had our masks, didn't we? On the other hand, to those who study history and those who study human nature and those who study hysteria and brainwashing, none of this is a surprise. Okay, look, right now, I have mixed reviews about the COVID vaccine. I'm not a doctor. I'm just going by what I've heard. I've heard a lot of disturbing reports from people concerned about how fast it came out, from cases where there have been side effects, even death after people have taken it. But I also know an awful lot of people who have taken the vaccine and they are doing just fine. As a general rule, I don't have a problem with vaccines. I never have. But let me tell you what I do have a problem with: government mandating such measures. Many of my fellow Christians have asked my opinion about these measures while considering an end times prophecy in the book of Revelation about no one being allowed to buy or sell without wearing the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is symbolic for the mark of the Antichrist, a future world leader who's going to come on the scene. The similarity is chilling. That can't be denied. However, since I've been asked this question a lot, I need to be factual. This wearing of the number 666, as described in Revelation, specifically refers to a claim of deity on the part of the Antichrist. Those who wear the 666 mark are complying. They are giving allegiance. They are calling this man a mere man, God. Obviously, that can never be an option for a Christian. Any Christian who does that has compromised their faith. It says in the Bible that anybody who wears the mark of the beast will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Having said that, my fellow Christians, let me be as clear as I possibly can. Being forced to prove that you have had a vaccine is not the same as calling a dictator God. All right? So we do need to dial this down a bit. Still, I will say the eerie similarities of having to show some type of badge or certificate before being allowed to buy or sell should at least give us pause. I don't know if we are living in the last generation before the second coming of Christ. Nobody knows. But government tyranny is government tyranny regardless of where we are on the calendar. Is there anything I believe a government should be allowed to mandate? Yeah, a few things. Police protection comes to mind. Oh, and if they ever passed a law that you have to listen to the Bob Siegel Show or you're going to go to jail, I suppose they wouldn't get a whole lot of resistance from me. Short of that, back off, government. This is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.